got to start from deep in their end of the field, and Garrison Hurst takes advantage of it. He takes the handle, hits to his right, gets to the 20, he's at the 30, needs to cut in, he comes back up the right sideline, breaks a third tackle, comes down to the 30, he's down to the 20, he's down to the 10, he's down to the 5, he's in the end zone, touchdown, touchdown, 96-yard run from scrimmage, Garrison Hurst breaking tackle after tackle, swings down the sideline.
Back to throw. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. No, gets away. He runs. Gets away again. Goes to the 40. Gets away again. To the 35. That's back at the 30. To the 20. The 50. Again. He died. Touchdown, 49ers.
Third down. Alex takes the snap. Alex looking. Got it. Post. And it's good.
Second down, Ryan takes the snap, throws the slant to the left side. It's Russell, intercepted! The 49ers pick it, and Navarro Bowman is redemption! Navarro Bowman running it all the way for the touchdown! No greater redemption!
San Francisco 49ers, we can do whatever we want.
Click, click, boom! What's going on, faithfuls? It's your boy Mike from the Nothing But Niners crew here for another March Madness at Midnight. I know a lot of you out there right now are watching the UConn and Georgetown championship game happening right now. Number one versus number six. Six is my lucky number, but six is getting worked right now. But listen, man, I appreciate you guys for making some time for me today. We're going to go through these questions here as fast as we can. All right, you guys load up the questions. For those of you who are watching live, that's your first time here. What we do during March is midnight Eastern time. All right, we go live for 15 minutes. Any questions that you guys want asked, I answer. Let's get it. Danny Aubrey is the first one here. What do you think about Floyd and the other D-line Niners picked up? Yeah, so very, very good question, man. Leonard Floyd is somebody who I thought played pretty well last year. Some people were saying he had a down year in Buffalo. If you're looking at the total number of tackles, yes, career low, period. If you're looking at sacks, career best. If you're looking at number of snaps, career low. All right, 54% of the defensive snaps. He's never played that few. And this is the guy who was healthy for all 17 games. Okay? Never played that few. Contributed on special teams for the first time since his first season with the Rams. Huh? Think about that. Contributed on special teams for the first time since his first season with the Rams back in 2020. All right? I like the signing. I really like the signing. I don't think that the Niners... So Wayne and I were in the middle of doing a show, and we were talking about some of the players that the 49ers could sign. And this was one of the things that, you know, we were worried about. And we discussed Leonard Floyd a little bit. And I said that I think he would be a good get. And then, boom, they get him. Now, by the way, we had a bunch of names on there that we thought were going to be pretty good. We had a couple of names that we were like, yeah, probably not. But then they go out and they get, I'm going to say his first name wrong. I'm assuming it's Yetur Gross-Matos. YGM is what I've been calling him. And this young man, I knew about him, but what I didn't know was that he played standing up last year. So I had to do some digging, find out what exactly was going on. You guys know that I have a cousin who is a Panthers fan. I immediately hit him up. Hey, I need the rundown. Give me your thoughts on him. Give me your thoughts, not what everybody else is going to say. Give me your thoughts. And he held no punches. He told me straight up. He said, Mike, you know, he's a good player. He's an ascending player, trending in the right direction. He's young. I would have loved to bring him back, but not at the price that you guys paid for him. And see, that was the interesting part. Now, this guy is 6'5", 265. He's got arms longer than anybody in the world. He's got a lot going on for him. If you look up his combine stuff and you know, everything that was coming out during the draft, it's going to sound crazy, but his pro comp was Aldon Smith. And listen, I'm not making this up. I'm letting you guys know that was his combine, his combine pro comparison. Multiple sites had it listed as Aldon Smith being his pro comparison. And again, that's based off of how they expect the play and things like that to go. So another guy was Aaron Schobel or Schobel. But I'm telling you, not kidding at all. I saw Alden Smith's comparisons. I don't know if he's going to be that type of dominant player, but this guy can play inside. He can play outside. He stands up much like Leonard Floyd. I think the Niners are on the verge of doing something very, very different. Staley is here now. Brandon Staley is here, and he came from a 3-4 defensive front. All right, and they would have three down linemen, and sometimes there was an extra pressure with five guys. So you got two guys standing up sometimes. They did a lot of different things. You don't know which guy is coming in, which guy is dropping back. And we saw the Brandon Staley edition. Then you see the Leonard Floyd edition. Now you got YGM. Floyd and YGM both stood up last year to play. Not last year. I'm sorry. Leonard Floyd didn't do it last year, but he did do it for the previous three or four seasons with the Rams. All right. He did it his whole career. Last year was his first year with his hand in the ground. All right. Maybe that's why he played less snaps, only 54%. I don't know. But I liked it a lot. I liked the signings. I'm not saying that these guys are going to go and be, you know, 15 sack type guys, but I think it's going to be excellent rotation with the return of Drake Jackson coming back. I think this is going to bode very, very well for the 49ers. Okay. Is the lack of interior D-line depth concerning right now? No. And it shouldn't be for anybody, especially if they're going to try to change up the type of system that they're running here. Now, I don't know that they're just going to flat out go to a 3-4, but I'm thinking that there's going to be some type of hybrid defense here, a hybrid defensive scheme, defensive front. I think something like that is happening here. And my antenna has been up since Staley came in. I just knew for sure Staley was a 4-3 guy. Wayne said it on the show and was like, no, Mike, he's a 3-4. I looked it up and I've been like intrigued ever since. So I'm not concerned about the depth of the interior defensive line. In fact, let me check my phone and see if I ever got a response. It turns out Matt Maiocco recently said that it should not be a foregone conclusion that the 49ers are getting rid of Eric Armstead. Let that shock the world. Let this be the first time you've heard that, all right? But Matt Maiocco, who has been verifying and reaching out to the team to make sure that these deals that we're hearing about are real and legit, he's going out of his way to verify these things, and he's doing that. Matt Maiocco himself is saying that it should not be a foregone conclusion that Eric Armstead is going to be released. Who knows what could happen, guys? Who knows what could happen? That's why I said I didn't believe it. Not saying that the rumor was false. That's not what I'm saying. What I was saying was that I didn't believe that he was going to just be gone without him rework. He's reworked his deal every time they've asked him to. And I just didn't see that changing. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. It just didn't feel right. And Eric Armstead, this is home. This is where he was drafted. I think that if he was planning on leaving, and maybe he could be waiting for it to be official, maybe he's waiting for him to go somewhere else. But if I'm Eric Armstead, I want my name on the market as soon as possible. I'm going to say goodbye to the San Francisco 49ers fan base. You know, we've seen guys post these goodbyes already. And even though nothing is official until 4 p.m. on Wednesday, they're still saying it, right? So nothing from Eric Armstead. This has been home since he's come into the NFL. I just think he would have said something by now. I think that there's still a chance that they rework his deal and he comes back to the 49ers. So I'm not concerned yet. And aside from Eric Armstead, they're going to go out there and draft these guys. We know that Robert Saleh is getting his guy back in Javon Kinlaw. He's signing with the Jets. They're going to go out there and get some guys, whether it be in the draft or throughout free agency. Hopefully there's more guys through the draft. I would like them to get a lot younger at that position. Let them learn from these savvy veterans who are in the building while they're still here, while they still got something to show. You know, we got very, very young players on the edge. Let's get some solid old man strength in the middle and then draft some young guys in the middle to learn from those old men and how important the strength and conditioning is going to be for the longevity of their careers. All right. He said, I know it's not good to dwell in the past, but imagine how much better the Niners would have been post Harbaugh if they drafted better. You know, that kind of game is dangerous for a couple of reasons. But, I mean, if they drafted better, We would be one of these middle of the pack teams. Never, I mean, we haven't really drafted a franchise quarterback in the first round. We haven't drafted any star-studded talent in the first round. That's not really what we do. I just don't know what would have been different. You know, you could have still found guys like George Kittle and Fred Warner and your Dre Greenlaws and all that, like, later in the draft, right? You could still go out there and get those kind of guys. San Francisco just hasn't made their bread and butter in the early rounds. I don't know how much better we would have been. I don't know how much better we would have been. I guess you can go out there and get a solid safety that we passed up on some really, really good. I'm just trying to reflect on some of these past drafts. We've definitely given up on some solid safeties and things like that. But, I mean, corners, we don't usually go secondary early. Brandon Ayuk is the first wide receiver that I can think of that was drafted by the Niners in the first round. What do you got to go back to, like, A.J. Jenkins or some shit like that? It's just weird. We don't usually go out there and get those kind of players at those times. So even if we did do it, we were never just a quarterback away. We were never just a piece or two away from being, you know, what we are right now. So I don't know. I don't know how different it would have been, man. What San Francisco would look like if they had hired McVay in 17? Is Mahomes Watson the quarterback if McVay was hired? Nothing against Kyle, love him as a head coach, but looking back, waiting for Kirk in 18 is pretty nasty. Yeah, but then, you know, let's say it was McVay, or let's say Kyle wasn't waiting for Kirk and decided to do something different, right? We don't end up getting some of the guys that we were fortunate enough to draft in the first round that are still here and making those decisions, right? If we get a guy like Kirk, odds are you don't get that type of injury that Jimmy had, which warranted us the Nick Bosa pick, you know? So this is when the trickle-down effect starts to happen. You know what I mean? You also don't end up with the Jimmy injury that warrants you getting a guy like Brandon Ayuk, you know? You're probably out of range for someone like that. So it just depends on how you look at it, man. You know, ifs and fifths and apple gifts and all that kind of, I don't know. Omar says here, now that Aziz is out of the picture, can Bobby Wagner be a real possibility to play beside Warner? Connection to KJ Wright. God, I hope not. I sincerely, sincerely hope not. I don't want Bobby Wagner anywhere near this team. Had a phenomenal career. He's 33 years old. Let him go. I do not want the Niners to bring him here. Now, guys, this is all personal. I hate the whole former Seahawk thing where they come here. I can't stand it. I absolutely cannot stand it, so I don't want him here. I said it about Russell Wilson when we found out that Russell could be had for $1.2 million, right? I would hate the idea of Russell Wilson coming here, but I would love the idea of Russell Wilson as the backup quarterback. You know, I hate when we go out. I hate it when we got Richard Sherman. Couldn't stand it. I hated that happening, right? It took some time to grow on me, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm just not trying to do the whole Seahawk thing, man. It bugs me. All right. Are we going to smoke the Seahawks two times this year with the new head coach, Mike McDonald? I don't know. I don't know what the Seahawks are going to be like this year. We're going to have to pay some closer attention to them. I want to wait for free agency to go through. They're making some moves. I want to wait for they're saying they're not going to bring back Bobby Wagner, not likely to bring him back. So we'll see what happens. Again, these teams have to get younger. These older guys are there. And Bobby Wagner's only 33. Let me stop talking like he's 38 or something like that. He's still got some good football left in him. Let me be very clear what I'm saying. But it's still, I can't stand the Seahawks. So I don't want to compliment them too much. But we got to see what they draft like. We got to see what they look like in preseason. I mean, we can sit here and put a name with them and all that stuff. And by the way, I like what Mike McDonald was doing in Baltimore. It was Baltimore, right? I believe that's where he came from. Pretty sure. Yeah, he was with the Ravens. Yeah. He was 2 years with the Ravens, and they had that defense looking, right? That defense was on fire. Defense was on absolute fire, man. I loved what he was doing over there. But who knows what we do against them. You know, last time we played that Ravens defense, they had 5 picks in the game. Can't, I'm not just going to sit here and be like, yeah, we're going to smoke the Seahawks twice this year. I don't know. We got to see. Terrence says, what up, Mike and chat? How you doing, big dog? Hope all is well. Mike, with the possible signings, does this mean Chase Young is out? No. It does not mean that Chase Young is out. I think what the Niners are showing you is going to be death by a thousand cuts. We're going to be doing this thing, pass rush by committee. I really, really think it's going to be pass rush by committee. So I'm not writing that off yet. But all it's going to take is one good offer for the Niners to tap out on the Chase Young thing. If he gets one offer out there for $14.5 million a year, Niners are going to be like, yeah, no, you go get that big dog. Just like what we did with YGM, right? The Panthers were not going to give him $10 million a year. They were looking at around 4.5 a year. They wanted $9 million in one contract for 2 years. They weren't doing it per year. So, you know, that's how it was. Oh, they said Crabtree. That's right. The last holdout. Good job, Mr. Joe. Good job, man. Good job. You're absolutely right. Let me see any other questions here. Trade for DB this offseason. No. I don't think we need to trade. Not saying that they won't do it. But me personally, I wouldn't do it. There's some talent in the draft, and you have some versatile pieces here that's going to allow you to really get whichever corner you think is best. You can get a nickel because Demo can play outside. You can get an outside because Demo can play the nickel. You know what I'm saying? So you've got some flexibility here. This might be the perfect time to actually not you trade for somebody when it's a position of really, really big need, and you know you don't want to chance it in the draft. You know, that's when you go out and you recruit the NFL skill and, you know, the proven commodity in the NFL. I don't think we're in a position where we have to do that. I think the DBs are okay. Now, I'm talking about corners. Even with the safety position, I wouldn't panic just yet. Keep beefing up that defensive line. Those safeties are going to pay dividends. You know, we saw some signs from Huff before the injury and the year before that. We saw some signs from Brown. And you can still go out there and you can still get some of those guys as well in the draft. I wouldn't be so quick to do it. All right. So I hope that is it. Let me see here. Yeah, I'm going to wrap this up. We're over the 15 minutes. I started the questions at the 2 minute mark. We're at 17 now. Got to leave you guys wanting more. Guys, don't forget to come back. You can absolutely type some questions in on the next page already. It's already created. All right, so getting here, I will talk to you guys soon. Prepare for glory, anticipate pain, but always remain faithful. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.
We all gas, no brakes, pumped up, no fakes. We spinning, we winning, we high stakes. We never miss, we all makes. Look at us dudes trying to prove, bringing you news with nothing to lose. Mike, Nick, Tony, Wayne, Method Man, we bring the pain. Hey, see, I'ma confess it. We under the pressure. If you looking to find us, them nothing but Niners. Nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners. We nothing but Niners.